Hare Krishna. Ignorance is bad, but illusion is worse. Ignorance refers to the state of not knowing, whereas illusion refers to the state of knowing wrong. That is, having a misperception, misjudgment. Now, suppose a person is blind, that person is aware that I am not aware of the path. And that's why that person will walk cautiously. But if the person is, having cataract, and because of that, the person sees a ditch to be further away from what it actually is, then that person will walk nonchalantly and fall right into the ditch because of having a deluded vision, an illusory perception. So, because illusion misleads us into believing that we are not ignorant. That's why illusion can often be more dangerous than ignorance. The Bhagavad Gita, towards the end, Krishna asks Arjuna the question, Kachide tachutam partha toye kagrena chetasa kachida gyan sammoha pranashtaste dhananjaya. So Arjuna is asked by Krishna, Kachideta Shrutam Partha Taye Kagrena Chetasa. Have you heard attentively, Arjuna? And Kachida Jnana Sammoha. Whether your Ajnana, your ignorance, and Sammoha, your illusion, have they been destroyed? Pranashtaste Dhananjaya, have they been destroyed? Oh Arjuna. So Krishna is asking this important question about the nature of is pointing through this twofold question that what obscures enlightenment is these two things, ignorance and illusion. Now, if you look at the overall flow of the Gita, we see in the beginning, Arjuna exhibited ignorance about the soul. Of course, Arjuna is an eternal associate of the Lord and he is always enlightened in that sense. But by the Lord's arrangement, he is sometimes put under illusion so that the Lord can teach some message to us. So, considering that perspective, Arjuna actually acts for our edification. But for our edification, we can also analyze where exactly Arjuna's reasoning went wrong. So, Arjuna was seeing all the assembled warriors, the bodily conception, mistaking them to be their bodies. He was thinking that the destruction of their bodies would be their death. And he did not want to kill them. So, he was grieving. Now Krishna enlightened him about the soul, but before that, Arjuna, we see he exhibited not just ignorance about the soul, but he was also under illusion, thinking that he knew what is dharma. He started making in the first chapter arguments based on concept of kula dharma, how he has a duty to his dynasty, and because of the duty for the dynasty, he should not fight. Now his concerns about kula dharma are valid, but there is dharma at the level of bodily connection and there is the dharma at the level of spiritual connection. And a dharma at the level of spiritual connection is of the paramount importance. That's why Krishna says in 18.66 in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharmaan parityajya maam ekam sharanam braja. Give up all varieties of religion and just surrender to me. So that is the highest dharma and that is what Krishna tells Arjuna, that if you are enlightened, you will understand that the highest dharma is dharma of the soul, which is to love and serve that supreme being, of which the soul is an eternal part. That supreme being is Krishna. So, now we see that in the light of Arjuna's ignorance and illusion, when we see Krishna's question, whether kachid adhyana sammoha pranashtas, whether it has been destroyed. So, Krishna is asking Arjuna that you had your own illusory conceptions of what is dharma. Have you now been freed from those conceptions? I mean, our case also, we may hear the Bhagavad Gita and think, oh, I know all this. I'm no longer in ignorance. I know this. But do we actually know? Superficially, we may think we know, but deep down, we may have different conceptions, some other conceptions of what we should be doing in our life. And only when we are studying the Bhagavad Gita, let the Gita's wisdom challenge and counter our inner misconceptions. Only then, will we become enlightened? Will we become free from ignorance as well as illusion, and will march towards eternal happiness with Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.